Rubio, implementing no-fly zone over Ukraine means starting World War III. By Pam Key on March 6, 2022. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, said Sunday on ABC's This Week that implementing a no-fly zone over Ukraine would start World War III. Anchor George Stephanopoulos said, "You were on that Zoom yesterday with President Zelensky. Are you and your colleagues more open to a no-fly zone?" Rubio said, "You know, look, a no-fly zone has become a catchphrase. I'm not sure people know what that means. That means flying 24 hours a day, the willingness to engage Russian airplanes in the sky. That means you can't put those up there unless you are willing to knock out the anti-aircraft systems the Russians have deployed in Ukraine, Russia, and Belarus. A no-fly zone means World War III. I think there are a lot of things we can do to help Ukraine protect itself both from airstrikes and missile strikes. People need to understand what a no-fly zone means. It's not a rule you pass that everybody has to oblige by. It's the willingness to shoot down the aircraft of Russia, which is the beginning of World War III." Stephanopoulos said, "The president resisted banning Russian oil imports. That would send gas prices soaring even more in this country. Do you support it?" Rubio said, "I do. I think that's something you can construct a plan to phase that in rapidly. You could use reserves to buffer that. We have more than enough ability in this country to produce enough oil to make up for the percentage we buy from Russia." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.